Morning Watch, the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity for the Divine Economy, Week 3, Living in the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity by the Law of the Spirit of Life in Romans 8. Monday, Related Verses. Romans 7, verses 24 through 25. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Romans 8 verses 2 and 9. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. Verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Yet if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not of him. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one Spirit. 2 Timothy 4, verse 22. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Philippians 1, verse 19. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Related reading. In Romans 5, we are in Adam. In Romans 6, we are in Christ. In Romans 7, we are in the flesh. And in Romans 8, we are in the Spirit. If we are in the flesh, we experience Adam. And if we are in the Spirit, we experience Christ. The Adam in chapter 5 can be experienced only in the flesh in chapter 7, and the Christ in chapter 6 can be experienced only in the Spirit in chapter 8. A newborn child certainly is an Adam, but with that little child, you do not see the experience of being an Adam. However, the older we are, the more we have the experience of being in the flesh. What we have in Adam is experienced by being in the flesh. In the same principle, the fact of being in Christ can be experienced only by being in the Spirit. When we walk according to the Spirit, we experience all the riches of Christ. The riches of Christ are far greater than those of Adam. But to experience them, we must walk according to the Spirit. Romans 8 is not trying to stir people up, nor is it trying to bring some backsliders back to the Lord. This chapter is for those who are desperate to be freed. We can see this by the last part of chapter 7. Paul cries, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this death?" Paul is desperate. He is seeking to the uttermost. He has nothing else in his heart except such a freedom. He found out that all the ways he tried did not work. To will to do good was present with him, but to do it was not. He was a desperate person. Romans 8 is for such a person. It is not for the one in chapter 1, nor for the one in chapter 2, but is for the one at the end of chapter 7 and the beginning of chapter 8. After such a desperate cry, the answer came, "There is now then no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." It then gives the reason why there is now no condemnation in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. Why was there now no condemnation in Christ? Because the law of the Spirit of life had been installed into Paul. Again, I say in chapter 8 of Romans, there is no stirring up and no bringing back. All those who are qualified for this chapter must be the ones who are desperate. After being saved, after seeking the Lord, and after being defeated along the seeking way, they are desperate. You must be a desperate one. This chapter does not try to stir you up because you do not have a heart toward the Lord. This chapter gives you a clear view of what you have within you. Because you are so seeking, because you are so desperate, you need such a view. You do not need a way, you need a view. You need to see what has been done with you, what has been installed into you. You need to see what you have already. You do not need just a kind of instruction, but you need a view to see what you have. We must have a clear view that God today is this law within us. Such a God as a law does not work in us and for us by activities. Today he is the process God as a law to you. Have you ever had a specific prayer to thank him that he is now the law to you? I'm afraid we still pray in the old way, asking the Lord for his help in our weakness. We still ask the Lord to help us not to lose our temper. The electricity has been installed, so there is no need to kneel down and pray to the power plant to do something for us. Do you really realize that God has been installed into you as a law of the Spirit of life? He is working within us by a law, not by activity. What we need to do is to cooperate with him.